Governor Sean Parnell was keynote speaker at the Juneau Police Department's annual Peace Officers Memorial Observance yesterday on the lawn of the Alaska State Museum. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
The risks Alaska's law enforcement personnel face hit home for Governor Parnell recently when his high school classmate, Anchorage Police Officer Jason Allen, was seriously wounded on the job. Parnell says Allen's reaction after he thanked him typifies the sacrifices police make for their communities.
He humbly pointed out that his fellow law enforcement officers perform that same service with the same heart, take those same risks, and make those sacrifices every day.
In 1962, President John F. Kennedy signed Public Law 87726, making the week of May 15th National Police Week. Parnell signed a proclamation this week recognizing the date in Alaska. He says police officers play an important role protecting U.S. citizens.
These men and women chose to dedicate their lives to law enforcement because they understood the value of safety and they were willing to protect us. They wanted to protect human life and liberty and the rule of law. And we do the same when we remember them.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Officers from the U.S. Forest Service, Alaska State Troopers, JPD, and Capital City Fire and Rescue were part of the ceremony. Juneau Police Lieutenant Troy Wilson's daughter Zoe sang the national anthem. Mayor Bruce Botello, who read a proclamation of his own, thanked all of those involved in Juneau's law enforcement community, including judges, prosecutors, and advocates.
All of you are part of what makes our justice system in America and in Alaska the best in the world.
But in the end, the ceremony was a chance to remember fallen officers. Since territorial days, more than 40 Alaska police officers have died in the line of duty, including four in Juneau. Officer Donald Dull was accidentally shot by a court bailiff in 1964. Richard Adair and Jimmy Kennedy died in a shootout with a mentally ill man in 1979. And most recently, Carl Reiches died during a training accident in 1992. Following the memorial, a wreath was laid at Adair's gravesite at Evergreen Cemetery. Juneau Police Captain Jerry Nancarvis says he always takes a moment during the Peace Officers Memorial to remember Reiches and local Alaska State Troopers C.E. Swackhammer and Bob Biddick, who died 2 years later in a plane crash.
It's my time to just sit and think about them and say, but they're for the grace of God.
Surprisingly, Nancarvis says he doesn't think much about the risks he takes every day on the job.
No, it's probably in the back of my wife's mind, and maybe even my kids every now and then, but no, it's not. You just do what you do and be as safe as you can, understanding that there are risks that you're going to be taking on and situations you're going to step into that you're obligated to, but the folks here in this town deserve that.
Former JPD Sergeant Tom Bates also was remembered during the ceremony. Even though he died in a home accident this past December, Police Chief Greg Browning said everyone with the department felt it was important to honor him as if he had fallen in the line of duty. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.